SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Welcome to a new episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Smail.
A Jewish woman told us about how she was labelled difficult at work for letting her employer know that she was unavailable on Saturdays to observe Shabbat.
In Australia, legislation against workplace discrimination based on religion varies across jurisdictions. In some cases, legitimate grounds for restricting a worker's freedom to practice religion may also exist.
Health and safety issues as being grounds on which employers can legitimately infringe upon religious practice.
In this episode, we will explore your options if you experience religious discrimination at work and whether you should consider submitting a complaint to a relevant authority or pursue the matter legally. Australia is a party to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which affords extensive protections to religious freedom, including its manifestation. However, the process of establishing a religious discrimination bill is still ongoing. Therefore, no uniform Australian law has provisions for exercising religious rights. In the context of employment, the Fair Work Act 2009 provides nationwide protections against discrimination based on religion, but they are limited in scope. Karina Okotel is the principal lawyer at the Racial and Religious Discrimination Legal Service Incorporated, an ACT-based national community legal centre. She says the first step for an employee who may have suffered religious discrimination is contacting the Fair Work Commission to check if their case qualifies for a complaint under the Act.
If someone is experiencing religious discrimination in employment, the best port of call would to, you know, contact the Fair Work Commission, because there are protections under the Fair Work Act that won't be available under any other legislation, really, because there's no Religious Discrimination Act. And they can make a decision that is enforceable. But again, the scope of the types of complaints that can be made to the Fair Work Commission, they are well defined and there are limits around that.
Under the Fair Work Act, employers are prohibited from taking adverse action against employees because of their religion, including at the interview stage, by not hiring them. However, Ms. Okotel explains that this is difficult to prove. Other types of religious discrimination in the workplace, including those between co-workers, are not covered. At the federal level, complaints can also be made to the Australian Human Rights Commission. The Commission's role is to inquire and attempt to reach a settlement between the parties, with the power to issue only non-binding recommendations. Ms. Okotel says it is still worth submitting a complaint to the Commission.
Unless the matter settles, so the parties agree to a certain outcome, there's no resolution through the Commission process. Often employers are concerned about reputational damage or being exposed in the media even, and so they will want to settle with an employee. So it can be very beneficial for people to make a complaint directly to the Human Rights Commission to seek that assistance to resolve their matter without the matter going to a court.
At the state and territory level, anti-discrimination laws have provisions for grounds of religious belief, but protections vary greatly depending on where you live. Where those laws expressly prohibit discrimination based on one's religion, employees can complain to their local anti-discrimination body. For example, in Victoria, complaints can be submitted to the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission. The Commission's head of legal, Amy Cooper, says workplace religious discrimination is wide-ranging and can impede one's freedom to manifest and practice one's faith through things such as religious attire, prayer, and religious observance. She provides some examples of relevant complaints they have received over time.
A Jewish woman told us about how she was labelled difficult at work for letting her employer know that she was unavailable on Saturdays to observe Shabbat. A Sikh man told us how he was excited to start a new job as a delivery driver, but as he arrived for his first shift, he felt hassled and unwelcome when his supervisor insisted that he remove his turban. And we heard from a Muslim woman about how her colleagues couldn't help commenting on what they called her little rest breaks throughout the day, that being the few minutes that she'd take to say her prayers in accordance with her faith.
When a workplace incident constitutes discrimination prohibited under state or territory law, the complainant may pursue the matter legally and get a ruling imposed by the relevant local court if they successfully prove their case. Alternatively, anti-discrimination bodies like the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission offer complainants a cost-free dispute resolution service. Ms. Cooper explains that in this voluntary mediation process, the employer and the employee are assisted in reaching a mutually agreeable outcome.
Might be an apology, or it might be a change to policies or practices, a commitment to provide training to staff. It could be reinstating someone's job, financial compensation. The kinds of outcomes that people can get are really limitless because it's really what the two parties are willing to agree to.
Legislation may also allow for exceptions, meaning that in some cases, discriminating in an employment setting, including on religious grounds, is not against the law. For instance, in Victoria, faith-based organizations can discriminate when employing staff under certain conditions. Ms. Cooper again.
So three things have to be met. First, that conforming with the religion is an essential part of the job. The person can't meet the requirement because of their religion, and that the discrimination is reasonable and proportionate. So, for example, if a church engaged a cleaner, it would be difficult to argue that it's an inherent requirement of the cleaning job that the cleaner be of a particular religion.
Justin Carroll, a commercial disputes partner at Black Bay Lawyers, explains that religious institutions are also not unlawfully discriminating under the Fair Work Act when taking adverse action in good faith or to avoid injury to the religious susceptibilities of adherents of that religion or creed. He also provides another example of permissible discrimination in any workplace.
Health and safety issues as being grounds on which employers can legitimately infringe upon religious practice or religious observance, be it in the form of their dress, be it in the form of their conduct in the workplace.
Mr. Carroll adds that avoiding litigation or complaints relating to the treatment of religiously observant employees is in the hands of the employer. This can be achieved by taking proactive steps, primarily by adhering to their obligations under the Fair Work Act and respective state and territory laws.
That would be the best starting point, ensuring that there are policies in place that are relevantly compliant. I think other ways, though, are trying to accommodate people who are religiously observant to the extent that that doesn't meaningfully impact upon the running of their business, and provided, of course, it doesn't interfere with others who are not religiously observant in that particular way or at all. I think being transparent, too, you know, informing employees up front as to what is required helps to set expectations.
Ms. Okotel says that when it comes to infringement of religious rights at work, incidents are not always straightforward and may overlap with racial discrimination or other unlawful violations. She encourages individuals to seek legal advice to explore options available for their circumstances.
We had one client, for example, who made a complaint to the Human Rights Commission. They then wanted to take the matter further to a court. There weren't really grounds to do that, but we were able to then identify that they might have a privacy complaint. So it is really important for people to seek legal advice because the lawyer can step through the various options and look at what might be the best course of action to take, given the limitations in our laws.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Zoe Thomedo and hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Gurmian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.